Who lived and who died? Bruce Ismay, the president of the White Star Line, escaped in one of the last lifeboats. Thomas Andrews, the ship's builder, died with the ship. He never even put his life jacket on. Captain Smith didn't survive. There was a newspaper story about him saving a baby in the water. It probably wasn't true. Harold Bride lived. He even worked in the radio room as the Carpathia sailed to New York. Jack Phillips wasn't as lucky as Bride. He swam to a lifeboat, but died of cold in the night. Second Officer Charles Lightoller survived. He was the last survivor who climbed onto the Carpathia. Wallace Hartley and the musicians in his band went down with the ship. Molly Brown lived and became famous for her bravery on the night of the disaster. In 1960, there was even a musical play about her, The Unsinkable Molly Brown. Jack Thayer found his mother on the Carpathia. His father died on the Titanic. He later wrote a letter to Milton Long's parents, describing their son's last hours alive. First Class. Men, 54 lived. 119 died. Women and children, 145 lived, 10 women and 1 child died. 60% survived. Second Class. Men, 15 lived, 142 died. Women and children, 104 lived, 24 died. 42% survived. Third Class. Men, 69 lived, 417 died. Women and children, 105 lived, 119 died. 25% survived. The crew. Men, 194 lived. 682 died. Women, 20 lived. 3 died. 24% survived.